Morning, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age. It's the 15th of November, and the whatever you want to call it shitstorm is kind of over. As people have seen, the United States has witnessed yet another buggering by the ruling party, and things are going to go as they go. 2024, as we mentioned, is the do or die for the American government, people, and country. Yes, it is. That's why they started so fast, if you noticed, right after, trying to cause dissension among the Trump and DeSantis people and things of that nature. But the not Democratic Party members are now openly confronted with an issue, which is the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party, as it stands, is probably just, I don't know, does not embrace conservative policies, does not embrace the MAGA policies, is basically a tool of the military-industrial complex, and doesn't mind losing as long as it gets paid. There are going to be revelations as to the RNC's donations to candidates across the country, especially as it starved out people that could have won election positions. I can tell you, when they show you stuff on Fox, Fox is definitely having a fat party and is courting this Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, pick your asshole kind of crew to deal with. As there are more of them than there are more of the Make America Great types, or America First types, or stop fucking subsidizing the other countries that hate us types. And that's what has to be addressed. So that's gonna be supervisor of elections have to be reelected. There is gonna be, as you saw with the Mike Lindell, if you see his show, Mike Lindell seems to spend an awful lot of money on computer hackers. And if his information is to be believed, gotta say that, we are looking at a dramatic second stealing of an American election, not by the Russians, but by people who think like the old Russia, by the socialists and elitist types, whatever you want to call them. I consider them champagne socialists for the most part, but I don't think that term is that popular in the United States. So we have all this occurring. Those of you who can donate a little money to Herschel Walker's campaign, feel free. Although I feel it is doomed. The bookmaker I know said that once these elections go past Election Day, they always go Democrat. Case in point is what we're going to discuss for 5 seconds is going to be the Arizona. And this is like the guy had said to me is you get the senators, because they needed senators. The senators go Democrat, but the governor and most of the other positions go Republican. He says that shows you there's something going wrong there. There is a disconnect in that system because smart people aren't going to rig the entire ballot anymore. They're not going to give you and this is not election denial. I'm not saying there's a guy in a room with a lever. I'm saying that individual areas that have for years, like my old state of Pennsylvania, especially the city of Philadelphia, are known for electioneering or election fixing or whatever you want to call it. They just are known for it. Detroit, Chicago, all the cities that are fucking ruining these states. It's almost like I know people that were in central and western Pennsylvania, like, I wish something would hit Philadelphia and destroy it so that we can get our state back on track. I agree with them. I had to leave because I couldn't stand watching it go on. A once great city reduced to post-apocalyptic fucking shambles. So that was that whole deal. I was up in South Carolina. That's where I had to go to check out this other stuff. But like I said, the guys that are like good odds makers are really good at reading how these pollings are going to go. I don't know why that is. I guess it's the old school bookmakers. they got a feeling when the fix is in. And they, you know, I would like to, I said to them, you know, give me, nobody wants to get involved in that because then they'll get arrested. Because then they'll come after them for what they really do. But odds makers know what's going on. If you're a good odds maker, you knew what was going on in this election. Once the numbers started to tally, you could see it. We had that here in Florida. The early voting in my county, Broward County, like I flicked it on and I thought it was the national for a minute. I'm like, fuck, we're getting destroyed, right? Which we did. Broward County, and this is where, this is the one of the disconnects, which we'll look at in the Arizona race. Fox News is like, Florida carries blah, 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 blah. You know, it's a big red wave. Well, Florida in the north above the lake, say Lake Okeechobee, above Lake Okeechobee, they have that whole thing sewed up. It's Palm Beach County, Broward County, and Dade County. It's where the majority of New Yorkers are from. It's a majority of the liberal assholes, and they are densely populated. The other counties above us are not so densely populated. That's going to be the problem with all these evacuees from New York. Eventually, they're going to move into other counties. They're over, maybe going towards Fort Myers. It's been destroyed, but that area, and they'll start to fuck the state up. So that's why it's important that those of us in our state now get it together, start to fight, liquidate these rhinos, because they are not following the Republican Party guidelines. I have the Instagram page and Facebook page, and I put the platform for the state of Florida RNC, the GOP, Florida GOP. All of it says we recognize and support the MAGA platform. They did not put money, correct me if I'm wrong, kick me out of the party there, douchebags. You did not support financially or any real way any of the MAGA or conservative or anything other than like glorified Democrat candidates for any office. You couldn't do anything about Ron DeSantis, but they didn't give him money either. Didn't give him money. Took credit for it. Didn't give him money, right? Which also means the lieutenant governor and the attorney general probably didn't receive any substantial, if any at all, funding from the Florida Republican Party. What an embarrassment you assholes are. I've seen it. I've been involved in this like since the beginning for the election. When you get involved quickly, you see what's going on. What a bunch of shitbags you are. You're traitors to your country and to your party, right? They don't see it. You could, you know what I mean? As they're being drug off to prison, they still won't see it. Well, the operators will, but the rest of the idiots won't. That's been said. Look it up yourselves. Those of you who are in states that have been robbed, look at the numbers. Look when the numbers came in. You know, because you had to sell, they had to go back and reset. They didn't want to put too many in at first, but with the mail-in ballot, unfortunately, I, for some reason, receive a mail-in ballot because I requested one 7 years ago, and I still get one. I turn it in, you know, at the polling place, but imagine all those are out there, and when you go to poll in our state, I showed them that and my driver's license, right? But when I fill it in and mail it in, there is no put your driver's license number or any of that shit on there, nothing. So if you have these things coming in or you're, gathering petitions, ballot harvesting, there you go, right? Go to a retirement community, have them all fill it out the way, just say, sign this shit and I'll fill it out for you. Okay, there you go, right? And that, you know, they're telling us that we have to get more like them, which is true, or we will not win, which if we do not win, we will be unable to go back and fix this because the other team is not there to fix it. This is going to become an election like they have in North Korea or like Castro used to have. You know, you're like 98% voting turnout. That's what you get. I think we had 47. I'm fairly certain we had like a 40-some percent. I was going to say 47% voter turnout in the county. And they would win. Trust me, the Democrats would handily beat us. They have 200 some thousand more voters than we do. But somehow, certain people got the nod and other people didn't. And the disparity between the numbers is high. So unless we have super informed voters and know each person on there and can say that guy's an asshole, this guy's okay, she's all right, she's wrong. Somebody is either informing them at a meet, you know, fill it out this way, which is would be a voter's guide. But a Republican voter's guide would have what? All Republicans. Democrat voter's guide would have what? All Democrats. So it doesn't make any sense. That many people couldn't have a personal invested interest, especially in new candidates, to warrant that zigzaggy shit that's going on. Enough said. Problem, of course, that all of you out there in America land have to understand, if you're still pretending that the Republican Party is one party, which it's not, and it hasn't been for years, and I think I've pretty much had that theme going here. And if I haven't said it outright, saying it now, okay? Those of you who love him or hate him, the Donald Trump platform was supposed to be the platform we ran on in the state, because he's the head of the Republican Party. He also, I don't believe, got any money when he ran for office. Thank you, Mitch McConnell, you piece of shit, right? So here we go over to this from our favorite people. This is off of Yahoo. Once again, those of you who are watching this for the first time, I mostly use, and I can start to change now because I've been kicked off of YouTube forever, it seems like. This is from the Huffington Post. I try to get a lot of lefty shit, and then we interpret it from there. Liz Cheney and other Republicans brutally troll Carrie Lake after Arizona loss. First and foremost, Liz Cheney is not a Republican. She is one of these, as they would say, monoparty or uniparty operators. Her father, who was Secretary of Defense and then Vice President, and now a billionaire with a capital B, as I could watch him transform from sect out to his present evil personality. You know, you're making mud on dead soldiers. There's nothing much I can do about you guys. You know, and you don't mind. You don't mind because you don't have to see them. You don't have to hear them. You don't have to smell them. They're just dead, and now they're off the welfare rolls, right? That's disgusting. Liz Cheney is that disgusting person. And this is, like I said, I'm not going to mention the, you can read the article yourself, and then, you know, I'm not going to mention the writer, but I'm telling you it's a HuffPost, and I'm giving you the link. So that's all I'm going to do. I don't want to condone this total position piece. When I do total position pieces, as I'm doing now, you can still have another side if it's correct. This is not. It opens with Donald Trump-backed conspiracy theorist Carrie Lake on Monday night lost her bid for governor in Arizona, and some members of her own party couldn't be happier. And they're saying Lake attacked Republicans. She attacked Liz Cheney, who is not a Republican. I think she attacked, John McCain. We could do hours and hours of video and diaries on John McCain's legacy to the destruction of the actual Republican Party. John McCain was not a real Republican. John McCain was a guy who was captured by the Vietnamese, and he made the most of it afterwards. He did. I didn't say he wasn't captured. I didn't say they didn't torture everybody. I guess you'd have to talk to the guys that were in the prison with him and see what they think. That's how I judge my questions of character, because I have not been tortured in prison or what have you. But he went on from there to just do some really despicable shit as a politician. Fun fact, his wife's family was the influence, which is why his daughter, Little Fireplug, is out there. It was McCain's wife's family that had the political influence in Arizona. When he married her, her father gave them the Anheuser-Busch franchise. Was it for Phoenix? All you Anheuser-Busch people, tell me. I think it was for Phoenix. That was his wedding gift to his daughter. Also, his wedding gift to his daughter is that John McCain was not allowed to have any ownership in it, because John didn't have much money. he had her marry him because war hero, right? War hero sells in Arizona. And yeah, he never had a piece of that. And that's coming from very reliable sources. If you don't believe it, go back and look at the documents of incorporation for the Anheuser-Busch distributorship out there. You know, she was way too good for that guy from what I see. And she's not a dumb woman either. I honestly thought she would have run instead of the stupid daughter, but she's probably running the daughter, you know, from the background somewhere. But that's, you know, what we're going to say on that when you turn this thing off. Fucking thing came on again. Sorry, guys. So now you see the typical tarring, right? And they mentioned other, because, you know, Tony supporters like John Cain, who was popular on both sides of the aisle, because he wasn't across the aisle. He was the aisle. You know, he was the conduit. And they have, where the fuck are they from? Kung La? Kung La? It's Vietnamese? Look at the people who are bitching about her. And, you know, wow, Bill Kristol. Ugh. Rick Wilson, all these pictures are of John McCain because they think that people care about John McCain, who lost to Barack Obama, who shouldn't have even been running against Barack Obama. You know, does anybody remember when, I'm not going to get into the whole freezing a certain Mr. Paul out of the RNC for the vote, where his candidates were put out for the votes. But we'll go into that some other day when I have a stronger research team. So, like I said, not only do you get to lose, you get to have criminals turn around and mock you. I don't think you've seen the last of Carrie Lake. And fortunately, if this independent investigation that Mike Liddell is doing, if it's for real, because, you know, Mike's got some intensity there, if he can get that out into the real world and show it beyond, because, you know, he's been under the gun. You know, he had lawsuits filed against him for millions and millions and billions of dollars. He's doubling down. He's got to sell a lot of fucking pillows to pay for this, right? But he believes that he's in the right. He believes God's on his side, and he is going to take these guys down any way necessary, which is an actual thing people have to look about in the future. Individuals with wealth that you cannot take, like the MyPillow guy, they attacked him. They kicked him out of a bunch of stores. Huh, Kanye, right? Lost him a lot of contracts, but his business originally was a mail order business. So the people that truly supported him are still buying all of his stuff. People bought the other things, which are the bandwagon. You know, the guys that go to the sporting goods store the morning after the World Series and buy their stupid Yankee hats, right? Or whoever was the winner, because they want to be on the winning team, or they want to have some cachet that they are cool or hip or Black Rifle Coffee-ish about the situation. You know, full disclosure, I got two mugs for buy one, get one free when they first came out. They're very nice quality, but I wouldn't buy them again. So there's my Black Rifle. Never have bought their coffee, never have tasted it. There's a Nine Line store in Delray Beach, and they had their shit in there, and we were doing an event, and I got them because they were cheap. They are well put together. You want to take the name off, you can still use them. It's not like they don't hold liquid just because their owners are embezzling money from the company to fuck over veterans and regular stock investors. So there we have that. You're going to see that in a number. Back to Liz. So Liz has got to go out there and be a fucking bully, right? Because she's kicked out of her job. The McCains better hide, because they are going to be public enemies number one and two, due to the fact that, you know, people are seeing through them. The father would have been very upset because he would have never allowed his political influence net to be threatened this way. What will happen is, if somebody's smart in Arizona, they'll start looking up all the shit that McCain's wife's, we can't say the names, McCain's wife's father was involved in back in the good old days. Bootstrap your way up to that and start to savage that family. The reason I say that is because they are political actors. A lot of people want to say, you know, those of us doing these little dumb videos and things like that, that we're political actors. No, we are trying to explain or expose what we have going on here. We are not subjugating the people of Arizona or any other state to continued bullshit and, you know, oppression. You can either be oppressed by the champagne socialists, or you can be oppressed by people who say that they believe in what you believe in. Either way, you're being oppressed. Now, we're for freedom and we're for liberty, at least in the organizations I am involved in, which makes it very, very lonely to be in those groups. So there you have it. It's a fun one. Just start looking at this. Every election you think should have been, and it's very easy. Go back to the red wave, which, you know, congratulations on the Republican National Committee for destroying that. But it's not the last hope. And now there's 2 years of you know, 2 years of kicking your asses, Mitch McConnell. I had an old Mitch McConnell video on here. You can see it. I have his direct ties through his wife to her father, to the People's Republic of China. His wife's fascination with destroying the Jones Act when she was working as a cabinet person. She was trying to handle the dismantle the Jones Act, which you have to read up on. It's very important to the United States sovereignty to control the inland waterways of the United States. She wanted to remove it so the Chinese could move up and down the Mississippi and all the other rivers and just dump shit wherever they care. All right. Why? Same thing once again for Jones. 80% of all shipping coming to the United States is supposed to be in U.S. built, flagged, and manned ships. If there is a unemployment issue, we should have new shipyards. We should have training facilities for new naval merchant marine if it has to go our way. We have none of that. We do not have good paying jobs coming in like that. We have New Groton, Connecticut, which is bullshit. I don't know why the Inspector General for the Department of Defense hasn't had to go in there, or the DIA, actually. Let's straighten this the fuck out the right way. Get some stuff where we can send people to Cuba. The system there is an incestuous relationship between any series of unions and the management. They stall or overprice every ship that comes out of the boatyards, which is why they moved it. They said, well, we had to do that. That's why we moved it down to, you know, the southern states. Wrong. They still contain in New Groton all the submarine operations go on out of there. They're going to say, oh, we build parts somewhere else. Bullshit. Who cares? Every submarine, every nuclear submarine especially, comes through New Groton. Correct me if I'm wrong. But there's so much of it going on. You know, a person would go crazy. So if you're a local person, stick locally, kick the shit out of the communist who's running your town, start up on the supervisor of elections. Did you have one of these bullshit elections? And I'll tell you what, state of Florida, we had problems too. Don't think that that thing was cured. They pushed that, oh, Florida, flawless. Not true. Had problems, have problems. That's the downfall of Ron DeSantis, is he does not like to be corrected. And when he tells you it's done, it's done. And I pointed out, because for him to continue to be a positive force in the United States government system, he better wake the fuck up, because first year predator politician, you know, 051 level, is going to come out and kick his ass around with that kind of shit. He's not going to like it. You know, he's been a god here. And when little gods go out there with all the big devils, they're going to start taking some beatings, and they got to get some thicker skin. Neither here nor there. I'm probably kicked out now for that. I was invited to the gubernatorial election party. I guess I won't get invited to the next one. So there you have it. Otherwise, you know, any thoughts, input, legible Crayola writings, put them in the base. I believe I'll do an announcement. We have a website that's going to be coming up soon, which will have a number of people. I have a lot of, over the next few months, we'll start getting interviews in again from some local politicians, some national figures, things like that. It's all going to be, for now, you know, it's going to be beta testing it for a while. So when you see it, and you think it looks not 100%, we're not charging you anyway, so don't be a bitch, right? We're out there to get the word out for now, and then we'll have a lot of other things happening. So that's about all. You all have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.